WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and we have some more friends that have shown up. I love this. I love being in the ministry. I was going to say I love my job. You know, I do, but I can't even call it a job. It's just like, you know, being in Father's house. And in Father's house, he has all of these awesome sons and daughters, and they show up over here at WCNO, and they bring friends, and it's awesome. And Dr. Barry and his country, no. See, I'm going to get into trouble, aren't I? Okay. Hang on, let me get the mics on.
Turn on your mic.
Yeah, you see, and my wife is probably listening, because I got into a lot of trouble with my wife, you know, in the early days. I thought, now if anything serious is going to happen, I'm going to have to teach her how to talk, because you know, she is from Georgia and mixed with Alabama and, you know, those southern places, and she had a drawl. She'd drawl things out, you know. And I was always picking on her, making fun, and so I thought she was. Well, I had a guy in the church. He said he was married to a ridge running hillbilly, and so I didn't ever think she really enjoyed that. I mean, she didn't act like she enjoyed being called a ridge running hillbilly, but you know, my wife did not leave me in the dark. She let me know I'm not a ridge running hillbilly. I am a country girl. And I am a classy country girl at that. And indeed she is. Indeed she is. And so we have another classy country girl here that's right here with Barry, you know. So she sort of snuck in here. We're going to call her classy country girl. So anyhow, my wife will show up in a little bit, and you gals can figure out how to make some sweet tea or something like that that we southern people like to have. I'm getting into a lot of trouble, aren't I?
Oh, you've already passed that lot of trouble, brother.
Laura's looking at me like, throw something at him. Throw him out of the room. Get rid of that guy. All right, Barry, welcome. Laura, welcome. You all are with Taken TV, but Taken TV is getting ready to merge.
Yes.
With?
With WIN TV, the World Inspiration Network, which is going to be an exciting launch coming the first of the year.
What does that mean? What is WIN?
World Inspiration Network. And WIN TV is going to be something like nothing we've ever seen in Christian TV. We're going to have multiple channels. It's going to be a streaming service that you will be able to watch movies, documentaries, preaching, anything you want to, anything, news, weather, sports, anything like that will be available on WIN TV. It'll be a free service. That's even the best part, a free service. Now, we will have membership that you can, it's just like PBS, where you can come in and help us, help support us by
sign me up.
Subscribing. Yeah, me you too. Are
can
signed
I sign up,
up
right now?
You are signed up right now. You
where
are
do I pay?
Up. Where do you pay? Well, you'll pay once we launch. But
you mean I have to wait?
You will have to wait until we launch, though. But you can. But everybody can go to WIN TV, WINTV.world, and find all about us, and then actually go on and sign up to be a member.
That is awesome. That is awesome, and I can't wait to see now. We do not have a service like Comcast and all those things, you know. We used to have all that, you know, and I just got tired of paying $200 a month for garbage. Sorry, I thought, well, you know, if I know somebody's going to get their feelings hurt, all I'm sorry, but anyhow, we ended up just using our internet, and we pull stuff off the internet. Are we going to be able to connect with WIN TV that way?
Absolutely, that's what it will be, a streaming service, and you
and you said I can't pay yet.
You cannot pay yet.
I cannot pay.
Well, you will never have to pay. It's only going to be an option if you want to pay. You know
what will paying membership provide?
Paying membership will provide you like a monthly newsletter.
Will I get to see Barry more?
Possibly. We might might work on that one. But,
okay.
But, yeah, so you'll get a lot more in-depth information on some of our shows, our channels, the people who are creating them. You'll get all that. You'll get a little more information on
that. I just want to support the cause.
Yeah. Well, you'll definitely be supporting the cause. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Now I have to ask Laura a question. When you were looking at me like that, does that mean you don't drink sweet tea?
I have to mix it with a little unsweet.
Unsweet, okay.
Oh, like half and half, okay. Kind of thing.
All right. Yeah. All right. And she's probably not even a Southern country girl, but you know. But that's okay. You know. She and my wife clicked right away, so you know,
we did. I love your wife.
She's a sweetheart. You know, anybody that connects with my wife, this happened early on in the ministry. Mm-hmm. If I'd have somebody say, well, you know, your wife's kind of hard to get acquainted with. I said, well, you know what? If you're going to be a part of this ministry, you're going to get to really love my wife. Because if you don't, my wife's with me in everything. God bless me with my wife. Mm. And so don't think for a moment that anybody else is going to move in on her turf. That she is right next to me. Amen. And I'm blessed to have my wife. Now, we don't agree sometimes. Now, we're not going to talk about that, but we don't always agree. Because sometimes in her great infinite wisdom, she just can't see all the wisdom God's given me. But, you know, we better start raising some money, Karen.
That's right.
Karen, help us out here. This is WCNO you're listening to, and this is Prayer and Share. And we do have Barry and Laura with us, and they are with Taken TV. That's going to turn into Win
TV.
Win TV.
Win TV.
That's coming. And we're here to raise some money today for this ministry so we can continue on the air. And so, Karen, get all those numbers out, and let's let the people know where we are.
Yes, you can reach us at 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. If you'd like to make a donation online, you could go to the website, WCNO.com. Or if you'd like to text a donation, you can text WCNO to 24365.
24365. You can do that for sure. And I just checked online a little bit ago. Didn't see any new mail, but I'm sure we'll have some donations coming in online. Listen, we have matching funds because of a partnership that we have with some business and ministry organizations. East Coast.
Angels.
You forgot.
You can tell
already.
It's Friday of the first week.
No, right? East Coast Angels. I'm just thinking, where is Michael Hennessy at a moment like this? You know, Michael is he is an awesome young man. Have you talked to Michael yet?
I have not.
This guy was chewed up by every demon the devil had. And spit out. He was abused in his home. He was kicked from house to house to house. He has a heart to build homes that will rescue kids that are trafficked, young people. And he's a kid that was bumped around a lot. And God's raising him up. You know, he's growing in the Lord, and he's looking, you know, for people that can serve on the board and bring some strength and direction and to the ministry, but has a nonprofit ministry set up in place. He's got a thrift store in town, just starting to raise some money and put some things together. But East Coast Angels, brother that, you know, he keeps talking with me, and I have to tell him, I believe God put us together. I'm going to do anything I can to help Michael, take another step. You know, if we can help one another take one more step, you know, in the kingdom. Then
but wouldn't you love to see his testimony on Taken TV?
I'd love to see it.
It
would be amazing.
We're ready for that.
Amazing testimony.
Barry's going to want to talk.
I can arrange that.
Yeah, I bet you can.
You can.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's powerful.
You can arrange
and
that.
And he's working on his book, getting a book out. And, you know, I'm really encouraging him to do that because there's nothing like our story, our testimony. And we all have one of those. Absolutely. So East Coast Angels. We also have CareNet of the Treasure Coast. And we often have, Sue Chess and others come and join us. A1 Auto Care that's located in Hope Sound. And also Greg Team Realty. And they are great Christian realtors that's right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. Friends of ours, friends of this ministry. But because of these partnerships, Barry, and this is something I see God raising up around you guys as well, because of these partnerships that the Lord has blessed us with, we are able to not have to raise as much from our listeners because we have business partners that are coming alongside of us. And so we get to promote them, even though they're for profit, we're nonprofit. We can tell people who you are, what your business is, what you do, services, goods, etc., how people can get a hold of you. And this works extremely well for business owners. And we have a number. In fact, we have one of our partners, business partners, who said, pull my ads off for a month. I have so much business, I can't stay up with the business. So he said, pull the ads off for a month so that with all this stuff with COVID, they're not able to ship materials quickly enough for him to get them installed. And so what a great problem to have, right? We have another business that says, I have more business than I can handle. I'm giving it away to competitors now. You know, I've been with WCNO a long time. You can pull, but we're not going to pull it because he is an awesome part of our family. That's Bug Off Pest Control. And so they do an awesome job. But we're talking about East Coast Angels with Michael Hennessy, CareNet of the Treasure Coast, A1 Auto down in Hope Sound. And it's worth the drive. It's worth the drive. And so then we have Greg Team Realty. They're great Christian people. I didn't realize, you know, listening to their spot, over 1,000 sales closing successful, you know, while they've been in business. That's quite a few, isn't it?
Oh.
1,000.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
What, 5 years, I think, they talk about.
Yes, it's a lot
of stuff. Well, and, you know, Bug Off has been so successful that they've had some...
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
You're talking to me?
Say, Bug Off's been so successful that some roaches have had to come out of retirement. Just to... You know.
Oh, Barry, I'm so glad you're here. You're going to be able to rescue us, perhaps, from some of the, you know, the insanity that goes on around here. And we're just in week one.
Week one.
Yeah. Day five. Week one, day five. And so we are going to give those numbers out again. David, give us the numbers. And let me, before he does that, let me tell you where we are. $56,300. Then we have $4,200 in matching funds. We've had some donations come in. We need a lot of donations to balance, to finish these matching funds. We need $3,750 to finish up those matching funds. That's not a big deal. Somebody may want to give the $50, maybe $50 a month, maybe $700, maybe $1,000. Hold that little placard up for Laura to give the phone numbers out. Where is that thing?
It's disappeared.
I think Keith took it.
Keith took it? Are you serious?
I think he
make
put
one
it
up
in
real quick for Laura
papers.
Because I found that when the ladies read the numbers, we get more donations. I don't know why that is.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
It happens like that. Yeah, let's make it. There we go.
Isn't that a nice placard?
It is. It and Laura's is. Looking at it. She's checking to see.
So make sure
see
if it's nothing wrong.
I think it's
that.
Legible. Yeah. Is it legible?
Yeah. All right. Let's give the numbers, Laura.
Okay. You can call us at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990.
You're hired.
Wonderful.
Wow. Yeah, that is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. Okay, she did that really well.
That's excellent.
All right, so give us a call while this next song is playing. And Karen, you dug this out of the archives, didn't you? This Andre Crouch.
I did dig it
out.
You
did.
At the church.
Well, keep it. You might
say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say.
Somebody requested another Andre Crouch song, right?
So let the church.
With the angel.
Yeah, the angel requested.
Say amen.
I love it.
Let the church. Let them say amen. If you believe the word, Let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word says.
Let the church
say,
amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response,
amen,
to whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body,
amen,
to the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen,
or how your world is real. Cause you're gonna win the fight.
Amen.
Even in the valley.
Amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea.
Amen.
Continue to say.
Amen.
Cause your help is on the way.
Amen.
Why God has spoken. I heard him.
So
let the church say.
Amen.
Church
say, amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Hallelujah.
Let the church
say,
amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church say, amen.
Oh,
let the whole church say.
Let the church say,
amen.
Oh, I need you to say.
All right, and you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and we have wonderful friends in the studio with us this morning, along with David and Karen, and we have Barry and Laura. And they are with Taken TV, which is going to be expanded to include. How is this working? How is this merger working?
Well, Taken is actually going to be another channel on WIN TV. So
it's going to be
continue to. Yeah, it'll still be the same channel, but it'll be a part of the
WIN part of the network.
Part of the WIN TV network. Yeah.
So WIN TV is functioning right now.
No.
Oh, no, so that's
no.
new.
No, it's totally new.
Tell me about that. Is that national, international? Is it? Is this big?
It's big. It's really big. It's going to be the largest attempt of any faith-based broadcasting thing ever.
Praise God.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So, I mean, we'll potentially at you know, probably after a year or so, we'll potentially have hundreds of channels available for people to look at. I mean,
fantastic.
Basically, they can sit there and just go through channel, look, see what they want to watch. They want to watch a Christian movie. They want to watch a documentary. They want to watch a TV show. They want to watch a comedy.
This is going to include wholesome.
Absolutely.
Wholesome. I mean, there's going to be Christian. There's going to be wholesome,
yes.
Secular as well. Maybe some traditional stuff. So it's going to give a lot of options.
Absolutely.
Safe options.
Safe commercials, too.
Wow.
You know, it's, yeah. You're not going to be sitting there with your family watching something, then all of a sudden see a Viagra commercial or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to happen. So, and that was one of our main things that we
fantastic.
Put into that.
Fantastic.
You'll feel safe anytime watching it, you know, with your kids. The kids, you can just, you know, let your kids watch it anytime. And, you know, there'll be kids programming and all that too, kids channels and all. So you'll be able to.
That's fantastic.
Really cool. Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the matching funds that we have right now. As you know, this is Prayer and Share, and so we open the door, and we don't let just anybody come in, but we let special friends come in.
That's right.
Special friends, and Barry and Laura are special friends for sure, and they come to share with us about what God has raised them up to do. And Barry is an awesome networker that's brought a lot of great friends across my path, and we're building the kingdom together, Barry. That's
Amen.
What's happening. We're kingdom builders. We're working together, and it's a great thing. So we had $4,200 that came in because of our relationship with two ministry partners, two business partners, and we started up, and we're well on our way here. We now have $3,750 remaining, and we started Monday. $205,000 is the budget for the next 6 months, and so we're looking to get that raised. And let's see, we have a donation coming in from Connie in Palm Beach Gardens, and a $10 donation. Connie, thank you so very, very much. Let's see, we got a note here. Her condo she was renting was sold. She has to move by the end of the month. Needs wisdom and clarity on where to go and healing for sciatica pain. So, Father, we lift up Connie today. Lord, if you have knowledge of every sparrow that falls, and your word tells us you do, then you certainly have your eyes on Connie. Lord Jesus, open the door for her that needs to be open. Guide her and direct her. Bring her to a safe new place for her to live. Take care of her, Lord. Put your arms around her. Give her your peace today. And Father, we pray that whatever needs to come into alignment in her physical body for this sciatica pain to be released, may it be done for the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Connie, as you give today, your gift of $10, it gets turned into $20 because of the partnership. So we right now are going to drop that number by 10. That means we have $3,740 remaining. And we're going to be adding these in as we move along through the day, make sure we get all of the names put in. I think we have most of these put in. Mandy Chan, thanks for your donation this morning and for sharing with us a little of the talent that God has blessed you with. And thanks to those angels that have come in this morning. First-time angel, you know, that $300 donation was from a first-time giving angel, having listened for a few years. And just calling in this morning, and that's a blessing. It was yesterday, David, that we had, this is going to stay in a different pile. Yesterday we had a call from someone that's been listening, I believe, for a number of years, maybe more than 15 years, maybe more like 17 years or 20 years, but that had never called in and had never given, but gave yesterday. And you know, this is the way media is. You all are in media. And it would be kind of great, I think, if just for a moment you could see that there are people out there. You know, we have people out there. Karen, what did somebody tell you were talking with? We're out. What did they say? We're out here? We're listening?
Oh, yes. Yeah. She said, we're here and we are listening.
See, we're here and we're listening. And so we'll get a call like that. Someone, you know, they've been listening for 20 years, 25 years, and never called, you know, never called in, and are just calling in now. And maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you've listened for 29 years, 30 years, 31 years to WCNO. Maybe you started listening when you were 6 months old. You know, well, we actually have had people say that, that they remember growing up, you know, riding in the back of the car, and their parents were listening to WCNO. You know, now they're grown up, they're married, they have kids, and, you know, families are, well, WCNO has been around a while, you know, 31 years. God has been using this ministry. And so, Barry, that's why I'm so thrilled at what you guys are doing. There's there is a new frontier. And it is to combat the darkness and to raise up within the Christian home an opportunity to be fed wholesome truth and even just good times without having to worry about all the garbage, you know, that's mixed up in our world today. Again, the phone number, Barry's going to give the phone number now. We're going to see if he knows how to do that.
Uh-oh.
We're going to test his skills. I see him behind a camera. Okay. I see him running a whole shooting. He's able to put movies together and all kinds of stuff like that. But I'm not sure he can read. We're going to find out right now.
Oh, my. I'm on the test.
Test.
Okay.
Test.
So with your great donations, I want you to call 1-888-221-8990. And I want to share a scripture today, too, that it's been on my heart today, and I think that this will go along with this. It's from Psalms 18:29. It says, "In your strength I can crush any army. With my God I can scale any wall."
Praise God.
Amen. That's what we're going to do.
Read that again. Read that again. I'm a little slow to catch it all up. I've got to listen better.
It's Psalms 18:29. "In your strength I can crush any army. With my God I can scale any wall."
Praise God. What more do you need?
What more do you
need? Don't need any more than that.
What more do you need than that? Let's go to a song so people can give us a call. You know, Tom would always tell me, he said, when you're talking, people are listening and they're not giving. So you have to, we have to give you an opportunity to make those phone calls. Again, 888-221-8990. There's a caller calling in. We have other lines available. Go ahead and give us a call. We have multiple lines here. 888-221-8990. And we do so appreciate the partnership that we have with all of you, our wonderful listeners. The song's entitled Alive in Us.
Such pain, I shelter from the endless rain. Did you know over 200,000 children are sex trafficked in the United States each year? We're East Coast Angels Incorporated. Our mission is to eradicate this horrific evil actively. To learn more or join the fight, call 772-663-3052.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
If you were looking to buy or sell a home in Martin or St. Lucie counties, wouldn't it be nice to have a Christian couple who are both realtors working on your behalf? Wouldn't it be nice if this couple had tons of experience in the local market with over 1,000 successful transactions? Nancy and Gary Gregg love working with fellow Christians and would welcome an opportunity to speak with you. Their company is Gregg Team Realty, and their phone number is 772-486-2663.
And we are back, and Karen is right now joyfully, with a smile, giving us those phone numbers so you can call in and be a part of Prayer and Share today. And we have some great things going on here today. We've had an awesome morning. We have jumped ahead $6,300. We have matching funds $4,200 right now because of the Father's blessing and the gracious partnership we have with both ministries as well as businesses, both.
That's right. So that toll-free number is 888-221-8990.
All right, and we have a donation coming in here that Karen's going to share with us. And we I don't know that I gave Connie's name, but Connie is from Palm Beach Gardens. We were lifting Connie up in prayer just a few moments ago. But Connie from Palm Beach Gardens, keep her in prayer as the Lord is going to be directing her to another place. When one door closes, God always has another door to open up for us.
Amen. And we want to thank Roger from West Palm Beach, giving his gift of $50. And he says, I love your station. It keeps me grounded.
So, David, what does that leave us with? Are you keeping track here of where we are with dollars and cents?
I was out of the room when the amounts were given.
Oh, you
were? So I don't know where we are.
Well, I believe we're at $3,690. Poor excuse, Karen said. She's forgetting she's
that
on the air.
Me.
Oh, you knew you were on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So when I was in the other room, I should be using the WCNO radio app on my Android.
Yes, no, you can just press the thing.
I'll be listening.
And listening in the studio, in the production room.
Okay, well,
what is that?
In the production room.
Huh? Somebody around here goes, chomp, chomp. You know, or something like that.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Yeah,
chop.
That's chop, chop. Yeah, yeah.
Chop, chop. Get with the program.
Okay.
Right? Okay, $3,690. Thank you so much, Roger, down in West Palm Beach, for that donation. We do appreciate that greatly. And all right, so how can people find out more, Barry? You know, this is some new stuff that's taking place. When do you anticipate this merger and all to fully materialize?
Well, we're hoping that everything gets put together and we get to launch the first of the year. But you can keep in contact and know what's going on by going to our website, which is www.wintv.world. So go to www.wintv.world, and that will, you know, you'll be able to keep on top of what's going on. You can also watch Taken TV. And Taken TV will have updates on what's going on with Wynn and obviously, when we're on there, you'll realize that. And you can watch Win TV. You can watch Taken TV at takennetwork.tv.
Taken Network.tv.
Been talking about Win TV a lot, so I'm trying to remember now the Taken Network.
And if you are watching Taken TV, you may just see a promotional spot for WCNO. Isn't that right?
Absolutely will. It's a great spot. Yeah.
And we have we had a prayer request to pray for maybe some of the actors, the family that was involved in that spot.
Yes.
Any report on how the family's doing?
Well, she's getting through the death.
So we're
going to
keep her lifted
up.
Yeah,
keep her lifted up. Yeah.
We're going to continue to do that. All right.
It's an ongoing process. I know that. Yeah.
Dave?
Yes,
you have something as well?
Yes. Well, we have a gift and a prayer that the giver has asked us. Sarah in Palm Beach Gardens has sent us a one-time gift of
$600.
$600. Wow. Thank you, Sarah. Hope I'm
pronouncing that's really going to help a lot. Going to help a lot, Sarah. And I believe there's a note on there as well that we want to lift up.
She runs a rescue for animals. Dogs in parentheses here. So she would ask for prayer to lift up their rescue dogs and those who adopt them.
There you go.
And I think that's a vital purpose. Let's come go in prayer right now. Just Father God, you have selected some of your children be especially concerned for your other creatures that you have made, Father, and especially those creatures that have a place in the lives of your people. And Sarah and her family involved with rescuing dogs primarily, but whatever you put on their hearts, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would guide them and empower them in such a way that this rescue effort would be always successful. And not just the rescue part, but the families, the individuals who are looking for a pet. Father, that you would marry the two, bring them together, help people find what they need, and to give these pets homes and to be there for an ongoing blessing for them. For the outpouring of your Spirit, the riches of your grace, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And that's how we've gotten all of our pets, is through rescue agencies, you know, and including rescuing some directly on the street.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's tremendous. And, you know, Sarah always calls us and is always a partner with us during prayer and share. And I can't say how awesome it is to have people that have vision, have a heart to get the gospel out, understand the importance of Christian radio,
amen,
and make this a priority. And this $600 is going to be matched up by these ministry and business partners, and that's going to turn into $1,200 as soon as we can put it into our budget today. That is huge, and that is exactly what we need. And that brings us down now with matching funds to $3,090.
Yes.
$3,090 today. And you know, this is Friday. We're the fifth day. We're almost to the halfway mark, and we are obviously needing to get to the halfway mark with our income, which we're not there yet. And so we're believing the Lord that today is going to be a great day, a real strong day. And, you know, whatever the Lord's putting on your heart, we really are looking for God to, you know, to touch some of the businessmen and women that listen, that are able to make a $1,000 donation and step up today if you're able to do that. Mm-hmm. And we will, if you so desire, be more than happy to put together some kind of a promotional opportunity that can get the word out about what you do in your business. Now, you know, we have different businesses that do this, and we have some that say, no, you know, why don't you, you know, just put it in. We really don't need anything. Part of what's happening, some people are so busy right now.
Yes.
If you can imagine this, Barry, some businesses are so busy they cannot handle any more business. It's hard to find people who want to work. Mm. And so this is a unique time, really, in our nation, I believe. But however we can help you, we will do that. But listen, if you don't want to promote your business because you don't need to promote the business, what about maybe putting a scripture in? Maybe God would give you a thought or a message that you would like to put on air. And it could just be, you know, what was that verse you just shared with us, Barry?
That was Psalms 18.
18, it was awesome. Yeah.
18:29.
Yeah, so, you know, a psalm like that or any kind of a verse, this scripture is brought to you by Pete's Barbecue. You know, you don't have to promote your business. You can promote the kingdom of God. Amen. And that's another great way to do it. Now, Barry, on Taken TV, do you have space for people to pay to be partners with you as well?
I absolutely do, yes.
Okay.
So we're looking for that now.
And it's time.
Advertisers, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
You know, we're growing, and when we do join forces with WIN TV, it will be a tremendous growth. And so it will be a tremendous opportunity for a business to partner with us and get lots of exposure.
And you're actually going to be national, international, whatever. I mean, right? I mean, Taken TV will not just be it's not like a local thing.
No,
it's not local now. You're all over the United States.
It's on the internet. So I mean, we have people viewing in, I believe it was Pakistan I saw the other day.
Awesome.
We had people viewing in Australia, Canada. Mm.
Praise God. That's
all
awesome.
Over, you know.
And, of course, people can listen to WCNO the same way. Yeah. You can go to your app on your phone, and wherever you are literally in the world, if you have internet access, you can connect in with us. Right, Karen?
That is correct.
And do you have that on your phone? I hope.
The app?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I do.
Of course. Good.
I didn't because for some reason I wasn't able to download it.
We did have a snafu, a little bit of a snafu there.
It's fixed up now.
Yeah. It's fixed.
Because I've got it, and I use it a lot.
Yeah, I have it too. So.
Do you, Karen? Right. Karen has cat nipping parties. I mean, cat.
Barry's like, what is he talking about?
Interesting.
We definitely need to explain to our listeners what that means.
The visualization of that.
So what do you picture with catnipping friends?
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
They always start by saying no cats were injured in the course of this party.
I hope so.
You know?
Well. Karen's going to have to explain exactly how that works, but she started it by talking about having a searching, not just having, but searching for this tea that has catnip in it.
Yeah, but I wasn't looking for it because it had catnip in it.
I was looking. Well, how did you know it was in there then?
Well, I read the label.
Oh.
Well, how amazing is that? novel approach.
That night. No, it had been this particular tea that we like to drink at night. I have not been able to find it.
Catnipping parties.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Barry's like,
cats from all over the neighborhood.
All over. No, I'm talking about people. These are, y'all missed the whole point. The point is, are you sharing with your catnipping partners, buddies, gatherings.
I'm thinking of friends.
Thank you. With the little teacups, with your fingers sticking up.
The image that Jonathan got from the. Because it was literally. So I'll just tell Barry and Laura. So I had. There's a tea.
Don't embellish it now.
I'm not.
It's really. Okay, stick to the facts.
And just the facts, ma'am.
Let's get the number out first.
Okay.
She can collect her thoughts.
Let me do that because I'm the only one that's stable here.
That's stable,
right?
Yes.
888-221-8990 is our toll-free number. 888-221-8990.
So it's really a very simple story. I was looking for this tea, and I could not remember where I bought it. So, I went to all the different grocery stores and places, and then one day, last week, going home from work, like all of a sudden I thought, oh, let me go and run into CVS or Walgreens. And I just had the urge to go in there. So I went in, and it was like just radar, antennas were up, and it was like doo-doo-doo. Went right over to the aisle, and there was one box of that tea. So I was like so happy, took a picture, texted it to my husband. But anyway, got home. And then later that night when we were having the tea, he was asking me, what's in the tea? And we knew there was melatonin in it, and that was the whole reason for buying it. So I read off all the stuff in there, and that the last ingredient was catnip. I was telling Jonathan that. And at some point in time, as we were eating,
I had a vision.
And he had a vision. So he, whatever it was you said, he said, you're going to be out with, you know, having tea with your catnipping friends. So he had a picture of like this Victorian tea party or something. Yeah.
And then she had pictures of a cat dressed in a.
It was like a King Louie or something.
Yeah, it was a cat's tuxedo.
Yeah.
This is Prayer and Share. I know it would be really tough to figure that out. It'd be really tough. Laura, help us. Help us. You know, you came in here. We need a sense of, you know, just like this, the sailboat needs a rudder. We need a sense of direction here. But amen. Once in a while, you know, when you're doing Prayer and Share and you're hanging out for a lot of hours together, Tom warned me of this before he left. He said, it can get intense sometimes, you know, and he looked at me like, ooh, you know, I don't know, but around here, it gets lighthearted, and sometimes you have to just pray for that team over at WCNO.
And especially Karen admitted she couldn't remember the name of the tea, and of course, overuse of catnip does affect the memory. A lot, but fortunately, Betty Ford Clinic has a new wing just opened up.
But I am concerned to wonder how David knows about this.
I heard it. I read it on the internet somewhere.
He is a cat guy. You know, he's one of the cat guys.
Know all about that.
Okay, so. Sarah, we want to thank you for your donation of $600. That's going to get doubled up. We've added that in, $3,090. And, you know, I've been waiting for this moment right now to come, and here it is.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
That guy sounded familiar, David. We should get acquainted with him, don't you think?
I would think. Sooner than later.
Sure. Yeah. Laura, you've been kind of quiet this morning. What are you thinking about?
Well, I'm just taking it all in, and I'm just all the donations that are coming in, that's wonderful.
That is wonderful, isn't it?
You have some great listeners, and we do appreciate them, and we appreciate our friends here at WCNO.
See, that's awesome. Yes. That's awesome that you call us your friend. You know, did you hear how she said that? She said that, you know, the station, we have these awesome friends, and we do. And I was just thinking how amazing it is that God gives grace to people to put up with people like us.
Really.
Of course, normally we're not the stars, you know. Jesus is the star here. Yeah. Alan says that, right?
He says Jesus
is our star, and we hear from Alan from time to time as well. Well, Taken TV is a great ministry, and we're looking to see God just blow that off the chart with the enhanced partnership that's coming down the road, and that's going to be really great. Once you guys are rich and famous and all that, are you going to remember we small people down here at WCNO? Will we be able to? You know, like right now, Barry calls me, and I'm like, man, I got to get this call. It's Barry, you know. I got to get his call, you know. And I know when the whole world, you know, the whole world is going to be going at. No, in all seriousness, this is the favor of God, wherein, you know, you're seeking to be obedient to God. And it hasn't been that long, Barry, right, that Taken TV is fairly new?
Just a little over a year.
Look what God has done in a year.
And God has opened amazing doors.
This is God.
Yeah, he has. You know, it came from a dream, and just responded to that dream, and then within a couple of months the network was launched, and then within 6-8 months we were meeting people all over, and people that had similar vision, said, let's team up. Let's team up and let's create something really, really spectacular on this vision. And that's where Win TV's born from that. You know,
tremendous.
Five of us kind of found each other and just had similar vision and said, let's do this. Let's make this happen.
Amen. Man, it's excellent. It is excellent. And so I believe somewhere we have some mail that has come in today, and this is exactly what I'm talking about right here now. Yeah. Wow.
This is...
I even see Ma and Paul in this picture.
Okay, so the...
Let me pass this around.
The listeners can't see it.
Yeah, right. Just a bunch of old lady cats sitting around drinking tea.
Wait now, a minute.
They're love it.
Is that what you pictured?
Very much like that.
Very much like that.
Well, I actually pictured not cats, but people with cats.
People with cats, not the cat. People with cats.
People getting a little nippy with the nip and the cats just kind of hanging out.
Sure.
Like, but, wow, these humans.
Yeah, but I could see, you know, in a room of, you know, eight to 12 ladies around this big table, I can see small tables of cats like this gathered, having their own little gatherings.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's good. All right, the phone number is 888-221-8990. And I'm looking for today's mail. I think we received some mail today. We're going to start working that into our donations. It's going to, whatever the Lord sent in today, is going to become part of these matching funds. It's going to match up. $3,090. We are going to need some significant donations to come in. And at 12:30, we'd like to run a program, and we'll just see how we do at that point. But we have right up until 1:30. It's right now 12:30. We have an hour and a half to raise $3,090, and that means we need prayer, David. Lead us in prayer right now. We're going to just pray that the Father opens up the windows of heaven and that the Father keeps us normal for a while, so we're able to focus. No, in all seriousness, God's been with us all day. Always. We have had an awesome day. But let's just give to the Lord our hearts and this ministry and ask the Father to open up those windows in heaven, meet the need today.
Yes, Father, we thank you so much. You are so gracious, always thank a bigger you, giver than we'll ever be able to Amen. Understand. And yet, you're rich, your abundant life,
yes.
and all the grace that you pour out into our lives, Lord, we just Father. Give you thanks, we give you praise, and we acknowledge, Lord, that you're moving in and among all of our listeners right now. Your Holy Spirit is encouraging and fulfilling and giving hope, Father, and the power to endure and persevere and celebrate and all the things we need in these days.
Thank you, Lord.
And in the midst of all that, Father, we also know that you are opening hearts to
Thank
listen
you,
to the appeal that we are offering, not an appeal that is an appeal to the hearts of your people to enable us to move into this bigger vision that you've given
Thank you,
us.
Lord.
To move in boldly,
Amen.
Father. And we're doing that. We're doing that.
Thank you, Father.
And to bring them along with us. And we just thank you, Father. We just thank you for your spirit. And we just appreciate what you're doing right now, always, but right now especially, to stimulate the giving of those that really care about this ministry, and especially let us lift up to you, Father, those who have been listening and being blessed for a long time.
Thank
and maybe
you, Father.
Today is the first day that they will say, let me give back. Let me help to do what they have been called to do. And for all of this, we give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Barry, in just a moment, I'd like to just hear a little bit of your God story and why you have passion to get the word out through media. Because, you know, I remember some of the days earlier on in some pastoral ministry where the leadership had vision for TV, but TV ministry can be extremely expensive. Well, media, you know, people look at it, well, that's really expensive. Does it matter? Does it work? Does it reach people? You know, why don't you just kind of address that in a little bit. Why should the body of Christ, why should Christians care about Christian radio, Christian TV, producing Christian films? Why should we care about that? What difference does it make? So Karen's going to give those numbers again. We're going to go to a song. We're going to be right back.
Yes, you can reach us at 888-
Is this a song you put in, Karen?
Not to my knowledge.
Brian Duncan.
Says without determination, you say,
yes, I will.
You better pray, cause you know what he's gonna say. Just keep repeating,
oh, yeah,
you say,
yes, I will.
Wear it out, say it clear, keep it up, and if there is any doubt, a little louder, you say,
yes, I will.
He says, you're nothing special, you got nothing to offer. Yes, I am, yes, I do, and yes, sir, yes, I will.
Yes, I am, yes, I do, and yes, sir, yes, I will. Yes, I am, yes, I do, and yes, sir, yes, I
will.
Yes, I am, yes, I do, and yes, sir, yes, I will. Yes, I am, yes, I do, and yes, sir, yes, I will.
Telling me, just like a bad tune stuck in your head forever, over and over like a run of the mill.
No, you won't, yes, I will.
Here we go, no, you won't, yes, I will.
All right. Okay. And the phone number is 888-221-8990. That is Brian Duncan with Yes, I Will. And I think I got it. Yes, I will. Well, that's a good thing to say to God, you know, when
yes.
God calls.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will. You know, so that, again, was probably written for a younger set of ears than mine and maybe yours. And so you can say...
But they were younger when that song came out.
Probably younger when that song came out. Yeah,
probably.
I suppose
you were
young. So. Yeah.
Yeah, probably so. Mm.
I've never heard that song.
I have.
Have you?
I haven't either.
Is it
but I
maybe
it.
From the 90s, maybe?
Yeah, from the 90s. Okay. Now, someone called in and they were concerned. Somehow they misunderstood what we're talking about and thought for some reason maybe the radio station was closing. We are not closing.
No.
We are not closing. WCNO is not closing. No, we are not closing. In fact, we pray that God keeps us right here on the job till Jesus comes.
That's right.
That is our desire.